Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Jesus, you are holy. We make way for you. We make way in our hearts for you. We yield. We yield to you completely. Our agendas, our thoughts, our ideas, and we lay them down before you. And we present ourselves holy and acceptable in your presence. Not because we're good enough, or not because we earned it, but because you purchased it for us. We make way in our hearts tonight. We make way in our souls tonight. We give you permission to adjust, pull out, correct, reposition. Whatever you need to do, do it. We yield. We know nothing in your presence except for you are holy. You are worthy. You are the one true living God. And every knee will bow when you set foot on the earth and declare your holiness. So as one right now, we declare your holiness. We declare you are the one. We make way for you. We lay our agendas down. We say yes to whatever it is you have, because you're only good, and everything you have is good. You're straight. You're perfect. You're encouraging. You equip us. You love us so much. Help us see how to love like you do. Let us see from your eyes the hearts of your people, the lost, the broken, the whole. Let us see your perspective tonight, Lord. Open our eyes. Open our hearts. Take us deeper. Take us deeper. The Holy One. He brings life to the dead. He creates with the Word. And then he says, hey, I got to go. But guess what? Behold, I give you all things to rule and reign, to trample over the works of darkness, to speak life into the dark and broken areas. So right now we speak life into the broken areas of our hearts, of our lives. I speak life into every person in this room. I'm hearing GPS correction. Hallelujah. I see people. Sometimes the Lord will show me in pictures, and I see some cars which represent us. You know, some are pulled over with the hoods up. Some are going the wrong way. Some are going off the ramp. You know, sometimes he'll show me pictures of animals like sheep, you know, in a pen, and they're hanging off the fence and trying to get out. And tonight it's cars. And God, he's the master mechanic. He is doing this in a parable so that we get it. I love him. I love him. Don't you love him? Oh, tell him you love him. Come on. It's all about him. It's about him. It's not about us. It's not about anything but him. And when we truly get that perspective, I'm telling you, here's the ring. Here's the robe. Authority, rulership, kingdom-minded. That's who we are. When we lay our stuff down, our agenda, our idea of what ministry should be or shouldn't be or how our kids should be acting or not acting. No, no, no. It's all about Him. Put your eyes on Him. Can you see Him? Can you see Him tonight? Close your eyes and look on Him. And remember who you are in Him. Whoa! I see a bunch of cars just hitting the brakes. Whoa! Some of you are going the wrong way and you just remembered who you are in Him. Recalculating. Recalculating. Turn left, turn left. Make a U-turn. Come on now. Some of us think we're so smart. You know, oh, we got a word from God. We know the way, the path. You know what? He's new every day. And here's the thing. He won't tell you the whole picture because He doesn't want you to go before Him. He went before us for a reason. He prepares the way, but it's oneness in Him. It's oneness in Him. It's oneness in Him. It's not, okay, Jesus is my co-pilot. No, it's oneness in Him. Jesus is the pilot. We are one in Him. Just waiting on Him. If you're new to a meeting like this, we yield to the Holy Spirit in whatever He wants to do and say. And so if He's not talking, I'm not talking. You don't need to hear me. Hallelujah. Sometimes it makes people uncomfortable because they think they need to keep talking. No, you don't. Do you know what's going on in the room right now? Angels are working. Angels are tending to the hearts of the matter. Angels are readjusting. Angels are delivering packages. Angels are pulling stuff out of people. There's no need to mess with that. Just let them do what they're going to do. And then here's the cool thing. You can look around the room and see what's going on, but how about this? Change me, Lord. I give you permission. Change me. What are we doing right now? And sometimes He'll say, I'm glad you asked. I miss you. See, we weren't created to do life as ordinary people on this earth. You're royalty. You're from another kingdom. Your citizenship is in heaven. When you said yes to Jesus, when you realized what He did for you, and that you were a broken wreck and you couldn't do it without Him, and you said, yes, I believe that Jesus died for my sins. Yes, I want the great exchange. Yes, I'm a mess, but I know You're perfect and holy and You'll teach me. When you said those words in some way you say it, however you said it, when you said yes, there was a transaction that took place. Your name was written in the book of life. Your blueprints were released from heaven, and your destiny was opened and birthed inside of you. And meanwhile, the enemy's trying to detour, distract, cause all this junk to come up. Hey, that's not who you are. You're royalty. You're made in the image of God. I know some people have had some bad things said to them by bad people. You know, the enemy uses people to speak words. Words are the currency. Words are how things get done. Words are what change things. Behold, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Choose life. I love that. Who else tells you, make a choice, but here, choose life. You know, God's so good, He always points us to life. He doesn't say, death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's up to you to figure it out. He says, no, choose life. He's always encouraging us. Some of you are battling. You have discouragement in your heart. It's took a root in your heart. I'm here tonight to pull that thing out. I'm a messenger tonight to pull out discouragement. Will it hurt? No. Because it's from the enemy. It already hurts. So open up your heart tonight and say yes. And I command that root of discouragement to come out right now in the name of Jesus. I speak and release life, the fullness of God, come forth in the name of Jesus. I command the soil to be reconditioned in your heart tonight. Lord, I'm asking you to water the dryness in here with your spirit of life. I'm asking you to fan the flames in here. Renew, rekindle, you know, the dreams of God. You know, God gives us all dreams, and the enemy comes along and tries to detour with false prophecy. Oh, boy. You know, we're going here. I got to tell you something, friends. We need to know the voice of God, and we need to recognize when it's not. It's done a lot of damage to the body of Christ. It's all throughout the books. All the apostles warned about it. We have to discern. And we all have the ability through our born-again spirit to know truth. And the truth sets us free. Are you in bondage? The truth will set you free, but you have to call on truth. Who is truth? Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth. He's the one who will lead and guide us in all truth. He's the protector. He's the one that says, hey, caution, caution. That person's not telling you the truth. That person is speaking from their soul to flatter you. You know, I remember when God was teaching me about prophecy and speaking by the Spirit. And for some reason, I didn't have trouble with that. I don't know why. I just always could tell when it was, I think it's part of the gifting that he put in. Could always tell a flesh word from a spirit word. And in the old days, the hair on my arm would stand up when it was a false word. And I'd get burning mad. I'd be like, you liar. You know? But I wouldn't say nothing because I didn't know what to do with it. And I would watch. And I'd be like, why is it when some people say, oh, thus saith the Lord, surely, you know, God loves you, which is in the Word of God, but because I say it with such emotion, they're like, oh, God loves me. And there's this, like, this wooing of the flesh. And I'd be like, what is that all about? And I started to watch in the body how different people react to different words. You know, we're to be steadfast and immovable, okay? So when God is speaking to us, it should be confirming what he's already telling us in the secret place. But I found out people don't like to spend time in the secret place. Their flesh is lazy and they want to come and get a word. And that's okay in the beginning, because how else do we hear from God? We don't know. Sometimes we have a trouble connecting. Maybe there's a circuit that's missing or a cylinder that's not firing. Who's the mechanic in here? Who is the Lord talking to? Hallelujah. Okay, so here's the thing. False prophecies, they're sown just like a real prophecy. A prophecy birthed from the Spirit, from the throne of God, comes and it's released. It brings life and it carries power. And there's a nutrient. There's sources in there, nutrients like vitamins, that when you receive it, it's a deposit inside of you. The same is true of a flesh word, but only it goes to your emotions. So I'm going to have to give examples because some of you do not know what I'm talking about, and God wants to clear some things up tonight. The enemy's job is to distract us and to slow us down. So I'm just going to use you tonight, Rachie, okay? So let's say you were in your prayer closet, meaning spending time in, you know, praying with the Holy Spirit, listening, maybe journaling, and you said, you know, Lord, what is it that you want me to do with my life? I just want to live for you. And he says to me, just pray. Well, okay, I'll pray. You know, he won't say, just pray, and then the nations will, you know, he never does that. He'll say, just pray, because he's testing you to see if you're obedient. And see, obedience always brings a blessing. There's no shortcut. And I'm going to be jumping around, but we're staying on the subject for a little bit. It's just like kids. When you have kids, you have to teach them discipline. And if you don't, it causes problems later. And what I mean by that is they usually end up living with you forever because you have not raised them. Because you have not raised them to take responsibility for their own actions. Now, there's things you can do to train children. One of them, and this just all came up as, you know, and so it's what God is using right now. One of the things we taught our kids was go out and pick up sticks in the yard. You know, who wants to go pick up sticks? Nobody. What's the point of picking up sticks? Can't the mower just run them over? Well, what it was doing, it was teaching obedience to authority. And when you do that, it brings a reward. But and my husband was go pick up stick master. I was like, can't the mower just, you know, luckily there's a balance, okay? And so here's the thing. The mower could cut it, but what my husband was doing is he was trying to teach responsibility. I didn't understand it. I was thinking of it, come on, can't we just go have ice cream and, you know, moms tend to nurture, dads tend to discipline, okay? And so years later, my son's 24, you know, and he just brought up picking up sticks and how it was a blessing. He didn't see it then, but he sees it now. The thing is when you're practicing sitting in the presence, it never feels like a blessing. It sometimes feels like work. It takes discipline to sit down and spend time with the Lord when your phone is screaming, your kids are calling you, your husband, your wife, whatever, your job. There's a million distractions to keep you out of the presence. But I'm going to tell you something. Seek first the kingdom of God. It's the key. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. And we're backwards in America. We look at all these things and we want them because we think that'll fill the hole of God. And it won't. Because God created us with that hole that only he can fill. And that's why we have all kinds of problems. So, going back to the prophecies. When you're sitting and talking, see, that's the whole thing. We have to start spending time with the Lord. We have to open up the Word, and we have to be diligent. Because we're in a time where, who's telling the truth? Now, we will know by the fruit. But if you don't know that, how do you know they're telling the truth? If you don't even know to test the spirits, how do you know? So that's why it's important to spend time in his presence. And the best thing to do is just sit and say, Lord, what are we doing today? Is that a real holy prayer? No. It's a kid talking to his dad. What are we doing today? Go pick up sticks. I don't want to. Pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. The church is afraid to pray in tongues. You know, the devil has sown so much. Ooh, that's of the devil. No, it's not. It's of the Holy Ghost. It's a spiritual language filled with power. In fact, it builds us up. It edifies us. And when we pray in tongues, we're yielding to the Spirit to do whatever he wants through our voice. There's power in praying in tongues. And I see people, oh, I don't know, I don't have time for that. Well, really? Do you have time to live? Do you have time to be blessed? Or you want to run around the barn? And you know what? When you're running around the barn, start picking up sticks. Pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Praying in tongues is such a powerful weapon. The enemy does not understand it. It's a secret language. Holy Ghost to the throne. Holy Ghost to the throne. Now, there's interpretation of tongues and that. I'm not getting into that. I'm just wanting you to put your boots on, friends. Lace them up. Lace them up. There is so much power. I'm not kidding. There's so much power. It is like taking a vitamin B shot. Now, when you start, it's not like that. It's like, I am not bending over to pick up another stick. I don't see what the point is. Think of that old Karate Kid movie. Wax on, wax off, wax on. What? It's building. It's building in the spirit. And see, because you can't see it, you think there's no benefit. Well, see, when you're not praying in tongues, you are fleshly. When you start praying in tongues, your spiritual muscles start to grow and you start to see and hear and understand and perceive what's going on in the spirit. And you're like, whoa. And the Holy Spirit will give you warning and correction. He'll say, turn right, turn left. Don't do that. Don't call there. Don't go there. So moving on, part of the problem is we're not spending enough time praying in tongues. Now, I know there's people in here who are prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Pray more. We're in a day where what worked yesterday isn't going to work today. Pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Till when? Yeah. till Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Now, is it fun? No, sometimes. But in the beginning, it's like boot camp. You know, 5 a.m., you're out there, and you're marching. Shandala bandale bandale bando. So go, 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 go. Your mind is going, your emotions are going, this is stupid, I don't understand why I have to do this. It's the same thing with push-ups. Who likes to do push-ups or sit-ups? They're not fun. It's disciplining the flesh, and the fruit comes later. So I'm going to weave back in. So let's say you're sitting and you're talking to the Lord and you're in the Word and you're just, you know, Lord, what are we doing today? And he says, you know, Rachel, I want you to spend more time praying in tongues. Okay. Now, that's an obedient heart. Most of us are like, why? Now, I'm going to tell you, God's not an arguing God. That's all done. There's no arguing. Okay? It's finished with the cross. And it's up to us to connect. Okay? He's not going to say, come on out of there. You know, it's because I said so. He's not a fleshly dad. He is the, he's perfect. He's already done it. And he's waiting for us to connect with him. And when we do, bam. One connection is all it takes. And then here's what happens. So the Lord's like, I want you to pray in tongues. And you're like, okay. So you start praying in tongues. And you're, okay, give me a system. Give me a plan. And maybe it's 5 minutes a day. Maybe it's 5 minutes three times a day. Whatever the Lord tells you or what you feel in the spirit. And it's not like it's something that's going to hurt you. So if you miss it, pray longer. Okay, if he said 10 but you only heard 5, pray the 5 and then you'll hear the 10 in a little bit. Because your ear will tune in and you'll hear better in the spirit. I'm talking your spiritual ears. So now you're praying in tongues and you're like having, you know, you're having breakthrough. Your boots don't hurt anymore. Your feet don't hurt anymore. And you're waking up 5 minutes before 5 a.m. Okay? And so you're like, yeah. And so then let's say you come to a service and you get a prophecy. Now, let's just say I say to you, I'm listening to the Holy Spirit. And here's what you do, folks. You don't just look at them and go, oh, she's got green on today. The Lord says you look great in green. You know, I hear stuff like that all the time. I do. And I'm not making light of it. I'm exposing it because that's not the Lord. Okay? The Lord doesn't talk like that. He'll say, I made you in my image. And you know, you can feel it in the spirit. And she'll feel it too because she'll be like, it's the spirit. It's the cry of the spirit. And so let's say I walk up to her and I say, Rachel. And the Holy Spirit says, I got this word for you. I feel like the Lord is saying he's really excited about something that you're doing early in the morning. He'll never come out and say what it is because he just likes to surprise us. You know, he likes to play with us. He's so fun. And then you'll be like, oh, I know what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about. Now, I may not know nothing. We see in part and hear in part. And there's a reason for that. It's so that we don't get too fat-headed. And so I might say, does that bear witness? And she'll go, yeah, here's what happened. You know, I feel like I'm supposed to start praying in tongues for, you know, and so I've been getting up at 5 and it was really hard. I didn't like it. My flesh was crying and saying, no, but I did it anyway. And now I had this breakthrough. Okay, so there is a breakthrough and there is a connection in the spirit. And so now here's what happens. Oftentimes the enemy will send somebody. And maybe it's your friend sitting next to you in church. Maybe it's somebody in the grocery store. I don't know. You know what? There's so much pretend Christianity going out there, it makes me sick. And here's the thing, there's coming a day where that will not be tolerated, you know, and it's coming soon. So let's just say somebody like me, maybe my sister, well, I wouldn't use her because that would not be good. Let's just say somebody we don't know comes up to you and says, and they got this big old Jesus t-shirt on, okay, let's play that, you know, and a crown. That says, I'm royalty, okay? So you think, wow, they're spiritual. You know, they're hanging with God because they know they're royalty, okay? Now, I'm not making fun of anybody who wears shirts. I think shirts are awesome, okay? But I'm just trying to play on it. So I come up to you and I say, excuse me, I got a word for you. I feel like the Lord is saying that you're called to the nations. And that... And see, now Rachel's smart. She's just looking at me like, because she knows right now that's not a word, and she can't help but not react because she's like, you're crazy. But what she's doing is she's just sitting there, and there's no connection. I don't even feel it with her. Now, I felt it about the intercessor, and I don't even know if she's an intercessor. That might be a word. God might be using her right now.
Literally the last, like, week, that was, like, a true story. Like, literally true story. Like, he told me to pray, and I'm like, Lord, give me a system. He gave me a system. Like, okay.
That's so great.
Story.
Yeah, I could feel it. You know, when I was going in, and that's the thing. When it's a word from God, it goes in. You feel it. It's in the spirit. And see, when it's a word from the flesh, it does this. And then that person who is fleshly trying to give the word is really trying to get them to come away from what the plan of God is on their life. And so at that moment, the enemy is trying to sow a seed. It's not the person. It's the enemy behind the person trying to sow a seed to get them to switch to the nations. Well, that sounds like fun. Instead of picking up sticks. You get what I'm saying? So the enemy's trying to play on our emotions. And so I'm going to say, Rachel, does that bear witness to you? Now, I know Rachel. She's shy, and she might smile and laugh. But I don't think she'd tell me the truth because she wouldn't want to hurt my feelings. Now, me, I'd be like, that ain't true, you know. I think you're off. And you know, but that's my job, you know, is to help people realize when they're off. Because if you don't know, if you've been sowing by the flesh and thinking that's the spirit, how are you ever going to know unless somebody tells you? That's why it's important to say, does this bear witness? And obviously it doesn't. She's not called to the nations. She's an intercessor. Hallelujah. So, another example. Some are called to ministry. Some are teachers. There's many people in this room. I'm trying not to call people out. So, some are teachers. We'll just use that because we know teachers are in the room too. So, here's what the enemy would do is say, you know, isn't it time that you painted your house? Like, it'll be a random dart that has nothing to do with your call. But you know your house needs painting. And so you're like, you know, I think I got to paint my house. And meanwhile, you're like, your spouse is like, where'd that come from? But hey, the house is getting painted. You know what I'm saying? See, we have to take everything, all our thoughts captive. And you know, there's scripture that talks about that. We take the thought captive and the fiery darts too. If it's from the enemy, here's what, when somebody gives me a flesh word, you might hear me go, hallelujah, or break those words in the name of Jesus, you know, because I'm not coming into agreement. You know, my mom, I love her, but she's older and she watches the news, okay? And so she's been after me for 100 years to get that flu shot, okay? She's finally to the point she knows not to even talk to me about that because I tell her all about Jesus and what he did and that, you know, come on. Any sickness is going to bow to the knee of Jesus if we enforce it. We have to enforce it. And so my mom, you know, she gave up on that. But don't you think that the enemy's going to continue and try to use the people that love us to speak the wrong course in our life? Here's the thing. When they speak a word that doesn't line up with what God is saying or what his word is saying, I just say, I don't say it like shoutingly loud, but I just come out of agreement. That ain't going to happen. Or I break those words in the name of Jesus, you know, the blood of Jesus. And that diffuses, that washes over, it cancels out. And then I say, you know what? I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I'm the head and not the tail. And no sickness is ever going to come on my body. You know, and I speak truth over it. And so I see some course corrections going on in here today because there's been some false words that have been sown and they hit the heart. And when they hit the heart, they grow. You know, the false ones where you're called to the nations, she could laugh at that and it doesn't even penetrate. It doesn't even get a root or a foothold. But there's other ones where, you know, we're young in the Lord. We don't know what's going on and we're trying to figure this out, this walk of spirit. And then somebody says something that's truly not true. And here's the thing. The enemy will go where he knows the weaknesses of our soul. You know, if you want to be married, I'm going to guarantee that somebody will come along and speak that word into your life. and oh, I see God's got someone for you, and I just saw this not that long ago, and I was sick by it. You know, it does so much damage to the body. And what happens is that person wants to be seen and wants to be in fellowship. You know, and it's like weird. You know what? We're all brothers and sisters, so we're in the family of God. There is no differences. There is none. But some people that are needy have to speak a word in order to try to gain your friendship. I'm going to tell you something. The day is here when brothers and sisters are turning on each other. You know, it's here. Who is my mother? Who is my father? You know, really, who is? There's craziness out there, and I'm not saying turn your back on your family. Don't misunderstand me, but I am saying be shrewd. Be shrewd and test every word. You know, I know there's people in here who were prophesied over. I'm trying not to call you out, but I want the Lord to shake that thing out like a bad bubble. You know what I'm saying? It's indigestion, and it's got to go. It's causing damage because it's causing delay. Because your soul is needy, because your emotions are needy, you're hanging on this word. And a friend, hang on Jesus, because he's the word. He's the more sure word. If here's the thing, you're thinking, oh, it's warfare. No, it's not. The enemy is not trying to stop you from that relationship. Somebody's got to be in a relationship right now, and I'm not calling you out, but here's the thing. God is your source. God is your provider. Put him first. Put him first. When you put him first, you're first. You reap what you sow. Sow into him. Sow into the relationship of the Father. Some of you have had bad fathers, and so you judge Father God as this, like, taskmaster, you know, can't get close to him. I'm going to tell you something. He is your heavenly Father who sowed his Son so that you can have relationship through adoption because of the fall. Nobody is that good except for him. And he loves you just as you are, in his image. He knows what the problems are. He doesn't look at that. He encourages you to spend time with him. He encourages you. See, some people have had some bad things happen with their dad. That was the enemy using a person. But here's the thing, that's the counterfeit. Father God is real and whole and pure and will never, ever hurt you. He watches you. He cares for you. He made you in his image. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. And so there's false prophecies that are still in this room. I'm seeing them shaking off, and that's what I think the Lord's doing. You know, when we were in worship, I heard him say, I'm cleaning up tonight. We're doing cleanup. And I love when he does that. I love when he corrects me and directs me and changes me and gives me opportunity to come into truth. Who doesn't want truth in their innermost part? Because it's like a standard that when the winds blow, you don't fall over because it's truth. It's truth. It can't be moved. And there's winds blowing, friends. And so here's the thing. If the winds are blowing and your house is shaking, hallelujah. Let the shingles fly. But tuck into him. Because it means it's been messed up. I mean, if it's built on... Did you have a perfect house built on perfect foundation? You know, I didn't. I had a lot of false doctrine. I had some crazy ideas of what the Word of God said. And when you have those are called filters. So then you read the Word through those glasses and you see everything about that, which is so not true. And so, God, if you're crying out, change me, Lord, are you crying out, change me, Lord? Change me, Lord. Change me. Show me what we're working on. And when you do that, he's obligated to help us. Not to hurt us, but to help us. It's like the lifeboat let's just say it's like somebody, you know, who fell out of a boat and you're help me. And people are throwing the life raft, but they don't like the color. You know, I don't like that. That's no, you know, if you're going down, it doesn't matter. Grab the life, grab for life. It doesn't matter what it looks like or how it smells. It'll change you. You got to cling to Jesus, okay? He's the author and the finisher. He knows it all. He knows the beginning to the end. And you have a blueprint. And the enemy's trying to, like, mess it up and erase lines and cause chaos. Listen, you take authority over that. It's your blueprint. It's not your spouse's. It's not your neighbor's. It's yours. What is God saying? Well, what if you can't hear? Well, you can read. It's in the Word. I love the Word. I love quoting the Word, don't you? Don't you love when the Word just comes alive out of your mouth and the mountains start to melt? Come on. And you go, whoa, I didn't even know that was in me. But it's Him in us. But then we grow a little stronger in our foundation. And then when the next wave comes along, we go, no, 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 no. No, it is written. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I break every word curse. You've got to speak to the mountains, friends. And if you're waiting for your friend to speak to the mountain for you, it's not going to happen. You know, I was just on an airplane flying home yesterday. And I was on a couple of them, actually. And, you know, you don't pay attention to all those safety features because they're boring, right? Right? But I actually paid attention to one of them, and it was when the face mask drops down, if you have somebody next to you that's older or littler, put yours on first. And I thought, wow, I probably would have helped the person next to me. That's my nature. And I thought, interesting. Take care of myself. What a concept. Somebody in here has been taking care of your friends and taking care of situations that you can't fix. And you're actually causing problems. You're causing delays in the spirit. See, when you take your hands off of things, then God goes, oh, I can get at it. But when you're praying and fasting and you're sure you're right on this area, I'm sure God spoke this to me. If you're pushing against a wall and the wall's not going and you've spoke to the wall and it doesn't fall, listen, you're at the wrong point of the building. Walk away from the wall. Walk away from the wall and then sit with the Lord and say, what are we doing? Because I'm at the wrong building. You ever get lost? How's that feel when you're lost? It's terrible. And some of you are lost. And you've been pushing, pushing, pushing. You know what? If it hasn't moved, it's not going to. Come away with Him. Get His strategy. Your way isn't working. He might say, you know what? I told you to jump the wall, not push the wall down. See, we're so used to doing things the way we think. He's got a better way always. I love His correction. I love, you know, I got to go do something. I'm like, here we go. Oh, here's a great one. The CDs tonight. I had no intentions of bringing the CDs tonight. I thought, wahoo, night off. Holly's gone. I'm not bringing the CDs. That was my flesh speaking. Okay? And then I'm like, what are we doing tonight, Lord? And He says, I want you to bring those CDs. I'm like, okay. Not even an argument. See, you no longer argue. There comes a place where you know He knows. Now, I know someone's going to buy CDs tonight. Somebody needs CDs on that table tonight. And I'm not going to get in the way of what God is doing. And see, oftentimes, oh, I don't feel like it. Who wants to pick up sticks? I did not want to pick up sticks. Get it? But I know when you pick up sticks, it brings transformation because of obedience. And God is calling us to a greater level of obedience and starting to help us recognize justification. You know, listen, if you have a problem in your family and the way you have been looking at it and dealing with it hasn't changed it, when's the last time you sat with the Lord and asked Him for a strategy or what really is going on? Because oftentimes when you look at something long enough, all you see, like, look at this water bottle. If you look at this water bottle long enough, you'll just start to see the red. And you won't see the white off to the side or the black cap. You focus on it. Here's the thing. If you can walk away, pull away and say, Lord, I'm done looking at that water bottle. What do you say about it? And oftentimes He'll say, let it go. And poof, you drop it. Now, I'm not going to drop it because it's full of water. But if He told me to, I would in a heartbeat. I mean, I've learned obedience now. If you wait too long, if you let delay set in, then the enemy sends a dart. If you drop it, the water will spill. If you do this, it'll do that. The best way to beat the enemy is to react as soon as the Lord says to do something. We have to be a go now. Go now. He's training us. He's increasing the opportunity to develop the muscles we need for where we're at right now. I see him wanting to shake off the old dead life, the old settling. You know, it's warm in this room right now, and I can see people are starting to melt. Right now, I command your spirits to come alive in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to let the enemy rob what God is doing. I break off lethargy right here in the name of Jesus. Be awake, be awake, be alert in the name of Jesus. The devil will not steal from his people in this room tonight. Now, I just felt the shift. I don't know if you did. Did you, like, come back into center? Yeah. See, it's moments like that. We have to start looking through the eye of God instead of, oh, it's 75 in here. It could be 85 in here. It could be 65 in here. That thing was a foul devil trying to blanket his people. And I'm not going to let him do it. Not on my watch. Because you know what? I got to stand in front of him. When I leave here tonight, I'll say, Lord, how'd we do? And he might say, well, you talked a little bit too long on this, or you really should have ministered to that lady. She was crying, but you didn't zone in on it. I'm like, oh. And then I'll pray for her right then and there when I'm driving. I pray right then. Because it doesn't matter where you're at. Your words are power. You don't have to be with a person to speak life over a person. And so, Holy Spirit is the encourager. There's people in here who are, you're facing some dire situations. It doesn't look too great in the natural. I'm going to tell you something. God has something better. The enemy is trying to get you to settle and let your flesh be comfortable where you're at. God has something better. God has something better. But you won't see it until you make the step. And oftentimes fear or uncertainty prevents us from making the step. That's why it's important to sit in your chair in a quiet place and say, Lord, what are we doing now? He can master through any storm. I've seen him recreate bones. I've seen him move bones. I've seen him fill juice to wine. I've seen the miraculous. And that's for every day. It's not for once in a while, if I fat. No, it's every day. We have to start expecting more. There's the settling, and God is like shaking us tonight. Come out from the ordinary. Be ye separated. Come away from the distractions of the day and be amazed at his kingdom and his goodness and the authority that you possess in him because he possesses you.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Lori Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.